RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Summer 1952. The Murder Machine, the 166th adventure of the Phantom Detective, Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery, a specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Murder Machine. Chapter 1. In Line of Duty. He was white-haired, lean, and active, and this could be seen in the brisk manner by which he mounted the wide granite steps to the city hall of Leland, a seaport city. Leland was a thriving, bustling, go-get-em municipality, sprawled out against the twin backdrops of the sea and a rolling mountain just inland. Perhaps this white-haired man was one of the very few people in Leland who observed more than sunlight, sea, and mountains above and around Leland. He was equipped by experience to see a jet-black cloud, behind which there'd be storms and lightning and danger, not only to this city, but to every other city like it. He'd been doing it for years. He walked just as briskly along the corridor, came to the door marked Mayor, and walked on in. It was just a small anteroom, equipped with a couple desks. But through a plate-glass window, the main office could be seen, where half a dozen stenographers and clerks were busy at their desks. A strapping young man was behind the desk in the reception room, and he asked the newcomer what he wanted by using only his eyes. The white-haired man said,
"My name is Rodney Bentley. I'm here to see Mayor Proctor."
"Are you expected?"
the young man asked without a special interest.
"No, but Mayor Proctor sees nobody except by appointment. Sorry. Write a letter and we'll set a time."
The white-haired man put the flat of both hands on the top of the desk, leaned far across it, and spoke in a gentle voice, so gentle that the young man suddenly lost his disinterest.
"You get the mayor on whatever gadget you use to announce people, and tell him it's Rod Bentley from New York and Washington, from the offices of Frank Havens's newspapers. Go ahead, son, tell him that."
"You need an appointment."
"You're young," Bentley said in that same mild voice. "You've probably never been fired before. Does a man good to be fired once or twice in his life? Now, tell the mayor I'm here, and let him do his own refusing. Because if you don't, I'll take you apart."
The young man flushed a dull red and got up slowly.
"Listen, old-timer, if you weren't gray-haired, I'd flatten your silly nose. Now get out of here and don't go around telling big young guys like me you're going to take them apart."
"Oh, but I didn't mean I would do it with my fists, youngster. Not at all. I have a much better weapon. It's a typewriter. I've got me a story that will make headlines from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and Mayor Proctor can okay it first if he likes. Otherwise, it goes just as I'll write it, and when it hits the stands, you're going to look mighty, mighty silly. I'll give you 10 seconds. Who the devil are you, anyway?"
"I'm Mayor Proctor's secretary. I... Oh, all right."